mess up anything eatable. Ain't that right? Too many here to eat, to feed. Too many of them got to be fed. And let anybody waste by God and mess up anything like that. You don't need to be saying you don't know, because by God you know. Let's keep the ass from around it. That's what you do. Stay from around it. I mean it. Stay from around it.
She used to be a holy
man. Ain't got help. By God, don't come around. That's right. There ain't no help. There ain't no good. Go on about your business. That's right.
Oh, well, you want me to get off this pregnant shit and tell me how to make some meat? What's that? Shit, I'm going to have to... You people have a pork meeting tomorrow, will you? At noon? Shit, I got as many different folks as I got different ideas. What's that? Why don't you go up the river and get some oranges, honey? Stand up before I get any more crazy shit. I know what's wrong. Saturn's fucking Taurus tonight. What's this? Yeah, I know how you want to take that radio. Monday we're going to have you do that performance about that radio. You've never laughed so much until you hear Patty talk about the radio on the night we were going to die. It's funny. If you got to put a program on when you get between the oranges. You laugh. If you can remember how we're getting ready to die. We're trying to get the boat. We're trying to get folks to come here. Come here. Give us 5 minutes of that before we go. We ain't going to have a Saturday night meeting. How many like here 5 minutes of this? Come on, tell us about how to die. It will be. Get your hat on. Some folk were in Georgetown. She was ready to die, trying to get some to go to the sea. Some are going to have to die to sea, and some are going to live on the land. And a little radio in there in Georgetown talking, and she's out trying to collect some oranges, and she come back in. And Joyce found out that we was all getting ready to die out here. So now tell us all about it.
First of all, you got to understand the radio. Okay, first of all, you should understand that I was afraid to die. That would be the first thing to understand. Fuck you two, nonchalant. So, first of all, I had a giant fear of death. Now I fear I won't die, no. So we have...
She won't die. That's it. Don't talk too fast.
Okay. So we have this radio in Georgetown. I don't know if you've seen the radio in here or not. There's a radio in Georgetown. And, you know, you have to talk to this old sucker. You know, Roger, come back, say again, run that sucker around the dial. Nobody can hear you. Then there's a radio in here. Now, they have little... You notice they have little square eyes. And they have a little round mouth. Right?
That's right.
Right. And the one in Georgetown has two green eyes. Now, that sucker in there had two blue ones. We got a new one, and it has ambimobi. It has one blue and one white and a little cast red dot. And a little mouth. Now, I'm 48 years old. I'm talking to this sumbitch. And the sumbitch is talking back. So I come in working hard, and everyone but me decides we're going to die. I don't want to die. I was happy. I was like, okay. So everybody, their bravo is going to die, and they asked my opinion, which I thought I should answer. And I said, no, I don't think I'll live. That was the first mistake. They go around the room and ask, what's your opinion? You know, I said, well, I don't know, man. It must be some other way to go on the boat. Ship, you know, out to high seas, swim, drop from the boat. I didn't particularly want to do that. Fat bitch, you know, I'm thinking, cow, some, well, can I have an opinion of why I want to die? No, you're going to die, you son of a bitch, you know, fuck out. I don't want to die, fuck out. So everybody's sitting around this room deciding, you know, will they jump first? Maybe they'll push me, I'm sure, but then they're going to push me. And this little fucking radio is in the background talking, blah, 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 blah. And the radio is going all this time, they're all going to die. I still didn't want to die. So I said, I think, you know, I thought maybe we could talk to somebody. We called Dr. Reed. You should die, you son of a fat bitch. Why don't you want to die, you cunt lapper?
Now we all decided to get the high sea. Go on. Remember, get to sea.
Oh. Take the boat to sea?
No, just fit that in. You still had to go on with work just like you always were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I must go out and hunt businesses the next day. I'm going to die. Go get my immigration papers. Fingerprint, but I'm going to still die. So 89 hours later, we're still talking about whether we're going to die. By then, I thought maybe we should. I told one person, I said, if we don't, I'm going to kill you, then I'm going to kill myself. I hate you. I hate your fucking guts. So the next day, we all go to church, and all we talk about for hours is this fucking boat and jumping. We're going out and say we're going to jump in this fucking sea. So I go to church the next day. I have to go to church the next day. I go to church, I'm sitting in this goddamn Arabian church. I swear, the preacher's singing "On the Waters as We Face Our Lord." It's my birthday. My goddamn birthday. I'm getting paralyzed by fear. My one blind eye won't even open. I know that night I'm going off this fucking boat. And I'm supposed to make this good impression.
She thought we were going to take her out the boat because you got a lot of paranoid folk. She thought we were going to throw her ass off.
But I suck. So then we decided when we went to one service, we should do big and go to another service. We go to the goddamn Nazarene church. And I'm sitting there, one eye's down, and one eye's up. Well, I'm going to die. My friends are going to kill me. I'm going to die. We're all going to die. I'm going to jump in this fucking river with this goddamn radio. I look up on the wall, and I swear to Christ, there's a picture of a sailboat sinking in the water.
Picture of a sailboat sinking in the water.
So my eye shut, and somebody looked at me and asked me if I was depressed. I said, I don't know why you think that. I can't get my eye.
Hold me up 3 days, 3 nights.
3 days, right. So then, this little fucking radio. We're in Georgetown. You folks are here, and I'm sure that they'll all have to be dead before I can get here. And so we're getting this news to get over here, and they got the radio on. Now, this goddamn radio is talking to me. So we're on the radio, and he said, you have to tune this thing in, and right? And all I can hear, I know what, we got all these code signals, you know. Johnny's Place, that means something to somebody. I don't know what the fuck.
Cuba.
I just got there. Henry Morgan, Thomas, don't lift your foot. If you go to the picture, get your show. I don't know what the fuck. I'm sitting there trying to talk to these defos that I'm sitting in the room with, and I hear, here's Rhea. WB6, go to Roger, go to Johnny's, blah, blah, blah. Da 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 da.
That's the way that radio sounds, you heard.
And I can hear him banging in the background. Meet the Johnny's, meet the Johnny's. Don't cry, Marcia. But she cries this time, but she shouldn't be crying. Face of death, face. What is she doing? Da 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 da. And then we get a new sound, and there it goes. And then a cow joins us. A cow. You're going to die. It's going to die. This giant cow pervades our radio. And here, meet him at Johnny's. Out in here, and we're throwing the water. Follow me up. Follow me down. Follow me down. Follow me up. Follow that dog. Can't you follow that dumb bitch? Follow me down. Follow me up. Roger, Roger. Come back. Don't go to Johnny's. He's in the water. This is it. We're dying. Where's my... Think about my son. Blah, blah, blah. Hours and hours.
She heard mother and Stephen, but it's good to laugh about everything. She heard mother talking to Stephen, and Stephen was telling mother we have to die, and so forth, but she didn't know what the hell was going on. Because she didn't really get it all in place, and mother hadn't got it all in place. We were going to go to Cuba and Johnny's Place, and all of you were going to join, just like I said. And they were going to be taken out from Georgetown, but she thought, fuck, she'd go... She thought They've all been waiting to kill her anyway. So they're taking the whole ship out just to deal with her.
So I decide, okay. No, Joan, I kept saying, Paul. Paul, what the hell, Joan? Is it Paul asleep? She can't wake up. She's been...
Paula, palsy.
Poor Paul, she's been up for 7 years. Shut up. Paula, what's going on? Go to Johnny's place. Go to Henson's. Meet him in the water. What water, Paula? What is Johnny? There's no Johnny in our drink. Johnny's place. Johnny's. This goes on and on and on and on. And finally, what the fuck did happen? Jeez, I must have passed out about that time. What was the big thing that finally happened?
I don't know.
Oh, I decided, fine. Die, you son of a bitch. By then I wanted to die. It was a joy. The only thing is I got some kind of sickness. The next day we had to go downtown. Paul said, you want to go on the boat and recover? I said, hate the fucking boat. I got sick. I got to die. Sitting on the boat. I felt part of the bank. Couldn't move. My legs wouldn't go. I'm okay now. I've been on the boat since then. But I said, that's fine. But I with just one request. I want to take that goddamn fucking radio. It's been talking to me for 5 days. Do you son of a bitch? I have visions that at night I'll have again on. Speak one more time, you fucker, and you die. Roger, Roger. Roger, 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 Roger. And I've agreed to go on the boat. I've agreed to die, but I take the radio, and it goes first.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. She can tell it funnier than that, too. She just, it was amazing. If you'd heard that goddamn radio, it'd be funny to you, because that's all the sounds that fucking radio makes. And she went to that sea thing, and she going, they're going to throw her off. But she said, one goddamn thing I'm doing, I'm carrying that radio so it can drown, too. She showed her courage, because now she goes every week on the rivers and out. And last time, boy, her and Avina and Tommy had a shit mess. I tell you, save that for the next meeting. That's something else. That was something else. Turn Tommy and Avina. Tommy deserves 3 cheers for being between the fat bitch and the slim bitch. Where is Tommy? He's in Georgetown getting glasses. Bless his heart. Boy, it's funny how he gets along with women. But they all three got on different boats. The last time they all three got on different boats, and we'll save that for the next time, because you must hear how the three got back together again. Stand up. I love you. The mighty miracles, the mighty blessings, the mighty purpose, the mighty cause. We love the cause. What would it be without a cause? Life may be fucked up, but at least we got a cause. United forever in friendship and labor. United forever in friendship and labor, a mighty people shall ever endure. The great socialist union shall live through the ages, a dream of the people. Their fortress secure. La-da-da! Long live the socialist motherland. This built by the people's mighty hand. Long live her people, united and free. Long live this communist dream. I hope that you'll think on the miracles so we don't do everything rote. Do it. There have been so many beautiful things. I can't get over just this week's alone. Too many to mention, but stands out so sweet to me is Mrs. Cole, with 1/3 vision gone with glaucoma, 1/2 vision gone in the other eye. Now it's all reversed. Diane McKnight dying with sickle cell and her kidneys being passed through her urine. And then when the Georgetown, the test found her kidneys, mighty socialism, normal. The miracles, the miracles. All of our people could have been lost at the high seas had it not been for calling back the boat. delaying it. Miracles every day, every way. Remember what I have been admonished? Be sure your attitude is straightened out. One of you have an attitude that's got to be straightened out. You got tomorrow. This is Thursday night. Peace and blessing. 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 Love you. Pick up. Put things back. Seniors. Dale will be held up a little bit till the end of next week because of a